Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, August 23, 1945, as the island colony awoke to the news of a horrible accident in Pritchard Gully, some of those who perished the day before were buried. The burials, some in the morning and others in the evening, occurred at All Saints Anglican Church. Others occurred at St. Philip de Les Boscobel and the St. James and St. Lucy Parish Churches. The loss of 32 persons, many in the prime of their lives, impacted various families in the northern parishes. From the records of the Barbados Museum and Historical Society, we get a glimpse of their ages and places of abode. The small, vibrant community of Rose Hill St. Peter lost 5 members: Garfield Thomas, 20, Iseline Boyce, 35, Martha Graves, 40, Edna Phillips, 27, and Levine Edwards, 30, Claudius Best, 28, and Christopher Skeet, 32, from Mile and a Quarter St. Peter, also died in the accident. The Sion Hill St. Peter community bade farewell to Ernest Prescott, 16, Louis Linton, also 16, and Amos Clinton, 15. At Benny Hall, St. Peter, there was mourning for 3 persons: George Cumberbatch, 18, Sylvia Jordan, 15, and Beresford Nichols, 44. Further to the north, at Diamond Corner, St. Peter, numbered among the dead were Carlisle Graves, 31, Nathaniel Scantlebury, 36, and Sylvain Scantlebury, 27. From French Village, St. Peter, the Angel of Death claimed Harford Harris, 20. From Sunbury, St. Peter, James Corbin, 27. From Nicholas, St. Peter, Kenneth Boyce, 15. Monk Brevator, St. Peter, Clayton Morris, 39. From Portland, St. Peter, Alfred Simmons, 16. And from Welch Town, St. Peter, Benjamin O'Neill, 59. It was a horrific day for the parish of St. Peter, who also lost Eileen Ford from Oxford, she was 21, Violet Cox, 22, from Ashton Hall, Ethelbert Boyce, 27, from Moon Hill, and Felix Skeet, 33, from Ben Hill. Laurentin Adams, 18 years old, who lived at Westmoreland, was the lone victim lost from the parish of St. James. And from the parish of St. Lucy, 3 persons lost their lives: Alan Patrick, 20, from Bentham's; from Allendale, Sylvia Stanford, 30, and George Ward, also 30. Today, as we remember the burial of some of those Barbadians, a marble plaque at the western door of the All Saints Anglican Church stands as a grim memorial to those who perished in the Lancaster Pritchard Gully 76 years ago.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.